Now, we turn to the Democratic primary for Baltimore City Council in the 4th District, where incumbent Councilman Bill Henry faces three challengers, Brian Hammack, Rodney Burris, and Francesco Legalupi. The winner of the April 26th contest will face Republican Sam Brodus, who is running unopposed in the November general election. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Councilman Henry's challengers fault him for not paying enough attention to his constituents and for not doing enough to bridge the York Road divide.
York Road runs near the center of the 4th Councilmanic District, which includes parts of North and Northeast Baltimore. Henry's challengers call it a dividing line for the district. Neighborhoods to the west are more prosperous. They have fewer homicides, shootings, and vacant buildings. Those to the east are struggling. Brian Hammack points out the contrast while campaigning on a windy day near East 43rd Street and York Road.
And right here it's most evident where we separate four lanes of traffic, a neighborhood of beautiful historic homes in the Guilford neighborhood. And four lanes of traffic away, we're in Penn Lucie, where we're about to walk into an open-air drug market.
Rodney Burris points out more differences.
One side is more African-American. The other side is predominantly white. Socioeconomic challenges.
As does Francesco Legalupi.
On the east side of York Road, we do have the statistical under $25,000 population, while much of the other side, clear, it's over 75,000.
But Henry, who has held the seat for the last 8 years, says any such talk fans the flames of division.
They're not responsibly reflecting the cooperative work that is already being done.
He says the York Road Partnership is one of the organizations that promote bringing the communities together. Henry says his work with them goes back to before he was first elected in 2007.
And these neighborhoods have a history now of working together to solve common problems along the York Road corridor.
But it's not just a question of a divide between neighborhoods, real or perceived. Others question whether Henry is responsive to his district. Penn Lucie Community Association President Angel Etner says he is not. She says the neighborhood has a hard time getting trash cans on street corners, trash cleaned up, and businesses regulated.
The only response we've ever received from him was to go to another organization who's a fiscal agent who has had a long history of bad blood and bad relationships with the association itself and not responding to the actual needs of the community.
Yvonne Murray of Cameron Village says Henry isn't bad, but believes his focus has changed.
Maybe he's tied up in doing things that is not a great concern to him. You know, his priorities are maybe so political right now that they're not focused on individual lives.
Henry dismisses the complaints. He says he has a district office to be more accessible to constituents, and he goes to community meetings in his district all year long.
If people aren't seeing me, it's probably because they're not engaged very much either.
While Henry has raised the most money for the race recently, just less than $21,000, Hammack has the most in the bank, $88,000, much of it raised last year. Some Hammack contributors include associates of former Governor Martin O'Malley and O'Malley's Osei Can You See PAC. Henry has received support from council colleagues Mary Pat Clark, Jim Kraft, and Council President Jack Young. Legalupi and Burris lag far behind in fundraising. Legalupi has $8,100, while Burris has $2,600. I'm Kenneth Burns in North Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.